Public workers in Sri Lanka went on strike today, demanding a pay increase of 5,000 rupees per month. High oil and food prices have drastically raised the cost of living in the past year, and employees claim they cannot live with their present salaries. Last week, the government offered a 1,000 rupees a month pay increase for state employees, but the trade unions rejected the hike as grossly inadequate. The government said it could not meet their demands without damaging its ability to fight against Tamil Tiger separatist rebels in the civil war, which has killed over 70,000 people since 1983. Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, says that today's strikes has made little impact and may prove to be unsuccessful.
Quite a lot of life is normal, except for the fact that in the schools, the attendance of children is reduced, and also in the postal department, some of the post offices are closed. However, the trade unions claim that they have been very successful because they have been able to identify those who are loyal to them and those who have not been loyal to them, and at the same time that they have been able to make an impact on the government on the issues that they have raised. There have been a few incidents of minor violence that has been reported, where people have been threatened or some people have been assaulted, but not any great disturbance so far.